Thank you, Sophie. And now back to the news.
Serious questions have been raised about the previous management of the Norfolk and Waveney Enterprise Service. The Norfolk Community Foundation is raising funds to help the homeless survive the winter cold. And beer lovers in Norwich will have one more chance to get a taste of beers from all over the country.
Serious questions were today raised about the previous management of the region's publicly funded enterprise agency after it emerged it spent cash on two of its directors' firms while it raked up millions of pounds of debt. A joint investigation by the EDP and the BBC reveals a web of conflicting interests at the heart of the Norfolk and Waverley Enterprise Service, NWES. While it was led by Chief Executive Kevin Horn and the Strategic Director, John Bulch. The agency gets millions of pounds in public cash each year to boost small businesses in the east of England. But from 2011 onwards, large sums of NWES money went to the organisations which Mr Bulch and Mr Horn had personal financial interests in. In response, the men said all payments were approved by the NWES board. The two directors retired from the agency in April 2018, and the new leadership is now investigating some of the allegations raised in this article. Our investigation has found NWES paid a firm owned by Mr. Bulch almost £900,000 over 4 years. EU grant money handed out by NWES to support offshore energy industry was awarded to a firm Mr. Bulch was chairman of and had shares in. An MP alerted the government about fraud allegations at NWES in 2018. EU cash promised to offshore energy businesses by NWES has never been paid. A company owned by Mr. Bulch and Mr. Horn retained ownership of a city centre car park which was meant to be transferred to NWES in 2015. A council is investigating how it loaned £2.75 million to NWES, which was never paid back. NWES paid a firm owed by Mr. Horn and Mr. Bulch money to rent a French holiday villa belonging to the two ex-directors, despite a board member's concerns. Norwich North Conservative MP Chloe Smith, who is the government minister for ethics and transparency, said, "I'm concerned to see this series of allegations, and the up-to-date findings should be fully investigated for any misuse of public funds." Chief executive of the Norfolk Chamber of Commerce, Chris Sargison, said, "I am shocked and very concerned about the nature and seriousness of the issues now being raised." Norfolk South Labour MP Clive Lewis said, "This just gets worse and worse. Questions really do need to be asked how this kind of alleged behaviour can go on under the noses of funders and accountants, bodies we all reasonably would expect to blow a whistle on this kind of thing." NWES debts more than doubled between 2014 and 2017 to £12.5 million. And the not-for-profit agency was unable to pay back a £2.75 million loan from King's Lynn and West Norfolk Council last year. Ex-staff have also told of financial problems at the agency. Its new chief executive, Jo Clark, said she was working hard to put NWES back on a sound financial footing. Ms. Clark said, "I'm most concerned about allegations relating to historic issues in NWES, which continue to surface. These matters could impede the excellent work that the current, entirely professional NWES team are successfully delivering in the community, and we take such allegations very seriously." Ms. Clark said the board had already carried out an investigation into many issues raised, which had led to NWES repaying one funder £3,000. And she said further allegations would be investigated.
As temperatures plummet to as low as -7°C, funds raised through Norfolk Community Foundation's Surviving Winter Appeal is critical to the health and well-being of our county's most vulnerable people, especially those sleeping rough on the streets. The surviving winter appeal, backed by the Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News, aims to tackle winter poverty and isolation in Norfolk by providing essential support to some of the most vulnerable through to spring. The aim of the appeal is to reach people who are currently on the edge of formal support but are in serious need. For them, the support of charities such as Norwich Homeless Charity, St Martin's Housing, could be the difference between life and death. The charity provides housing, support and care to some of the most vulnerable in Norwich. And although the team work incredibly hard to find accommodation for everyone who finds themselves homeless, the sad reality is that there is often insufficient accommodation available. Funds raised from the Surviving Winter Appeal, which has raised more than £100,000 of its £150,000 target, has enabled the charity to provide emergency respite accommodation in hotels and bed and breakfasts. It has provided 12 people with a street break so far, giving rough sleepers some essential respite from the harsh reality of their daily lives on the streets. This funding could save lives. It means we can offer people a safe and comfortable place to go where they can enjoy the things that most of us take for granted on a daily basis. 7 people who were supported by the initiative have now gone on to more permanent and secure housing.
Beer lovers in Norwich have only one more chance to get a taste of ales and beers from around the country at the Great British Beer Festival Winter on their doorstep. This will be the last time Camra hold it in Norwich, as the national event moves to different Camra locations every 3 years. Not to be confused with a festival for winter beers, this festival has beers for any season. The festival will run from February the 19th until February the 23rd at St Andrews and Blackfriars Hall in Norwich. City pubs will be getting involved with the Fringe, running throughout February, with pub crawls, treasure hunts, events and competitions featuring brewers from the festival, all in the heart of Norwich. Organiser Martin Ward said, "If you love beer, you have to come along. There's not just winter beers like dark stouts, but beers, ciders and perries from all over the country. As it's a national festival, we have a wider selection of drinks. Beer is not the only thing on tap, with live music, hot food and snacks on offer. The best beer will be crowned Champion Winter Beer of Britain after it has gone through a judging process by the Camra's beer connoisseurs. This year's chosen charity is the Benjamin Foundation, and punters are invited to donate cash and unspent tokens using the glasses, stand, box and collection pots. Entrance is cash only on the door, free to Camra members and £15 for non-members. The hall is open from midday. Pre-event ticket packages, including beer tokens and souvenir glasses, can be pre-ordered. For many years, Nigel Haverson has kept evening news readers up to date with goings-on at his home, Fortress H. This week, he offered his final musing from Fortress H. Here is Sophie Yeomans with the third feature.